for me, if it's gonna make me be in a position to be able to do my podcast, I'm gonna spend the money somewhere else.
If you got that other camera with the mic and shit,
I'm gonna bring it back next week Tuesday so you can help.
If you got the other camera with the mic and shit, you'd be good.
Let me pour this drink up and then I'm gonna give y'all my intro. Y'all see, I got somebody special with me today. I'm gonna let her introduce herself in a minute after we pour. She's having a very eventful day.
Very eventful day, y'all. But hi, I'm Kim Singh. I think everybody just knows me as Kim Singh or the girl with the pretty eyes.
Girl with the pretty, that's how I knew you.
Yeah. Right, the girl with the pretty eyes. I don't know why, but.
So before we get to the shits and giggles, right? pour this up real quick.
Shot. My sister's 33. Y'all, he got me coming out of retirement. Three shots.
One for the money, two for the show.
Absolutely.
Three to be get bitches. Go pimp, go.
All right.
Y'all know I love me a good tequila. Today we are on Camarena Reposado.
This is good. That actually goes down really easy. See? And I love tequila.
See?
Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm trying to get sponsored by a tequila brand.
Yes.
Hey man, say man, it's your guy, No Way Jose. You're now tuned into season 6, episode 1 of Ain't No Way the Podcast. As y'all see, we are on video now. So clap it up for us.
It's been a long time coming.
It's been a long. We're gonna keep these up here. Been a long time coming.
Can we like save the shots for awkward questions?
Yes.
I think that'd be awesome.
There we go. So I got Kim. Kim with the pretty eyes. It's gonna be right here on her Instagram.
I should change my handle, Kim with the pretty eyes.
That'd be crazy,
right?
See, look, I'm
because I literally people will literally stop me. I went to McDonald's the other day. Some girl was like, "Oh my God, I know you. You're that girl with the pretty eyes." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, I think I need 10%
of my name.
Cause I like yeah, like I.
If right, we 3%, must, 3%. If we must, you know what? Just because it was your idea.
Let me tell you, right? So me and Kim, we met a long time ago. But, like, this is our first time meeting in person.
In person, yes.
Shit is crazy.
We used to text back and forth, literally, crazy, like, yeah. Years ago.
We did.
When you was in the military and all of that.
Yeah. The last time I came home, when my grandfather died, I ain't tell nobody. I just looked at our messages the other day.
I didn't even go back.
You're home and didn't tell me.
Say anything,
like,
yeah.
I was here for a funeral. Let me turn this shit off.
I didn't even know that. I think I like saw a post that you posted of your son or something. I was like, is he back?
Yeah.
I can't even say shit.
Came back. So we back, man. Like I'm gonna give y'all updated on what's been going on. So I'm in school for music production. Y'all know I produce. So I'm in school for music production and engineering. So I've really been taking up most of my time. What else happened? A lot of shit has happened. The last chick I told y'all about, she played me. But we're going to talk about that on another episode. She played me, y'all. She played me. What else happened? Nothing really crazy happened. I just been literally focusing on rebranding, being a parent, school, work. I got laid off from the HVAC job. We all got laid off. And then I started working at FedEx. So I've been at FedEx for about to be a year. So shout out to that. You know, so that's what's
big
been going
things,
on.
Big things.
Y'all still gonna have all the voices y'all like to hear. The Jettas, the Adrians, the Rain Bees, the Jordans, the Garys, the Fearless Fosters. All them people still gonna be on here. So y'all get to put a face to the name. We just turning up. We are here with video now. Gonna be on YouTube, all that. I think I'm gonna do a Patreon for the No Way After Dark. So when it get real,
y'all
can subscribe to the Patreon.
You know what you should do? You should let people send in questions they want answered.
They actually do that. They do that.
Okay.
And typically, just whenever they do, depending on if they send it before I record an episode, I usually do ask that question so the whoever's on the episode we can discuss it.
Okay.
Oh, it's my birthday. Take a shot. It's my birthday. 625.
Oh my God. I'm like looking at the date. Is it really?
I turned 30 this year.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Oh my God, so I started a photography business. So that's also been we're gonna do a half a shot. No, I'm okay. Not that. Oh, that's you got more than me. I'm gonna be fair. There we go. I turned 30 this year, so I'm going up. I am making a movie for my 30th birthday.
Ooh, what kind of movie?
It's like a documentary, docu-series. This footage is going to be in there.
In there? Okay. I'm excited.
I'm going to narrate my life.
You've been doing dope things.
I'm trying.
Your stuff on Facebook and stuff. So
I've been trying, man. I'm trying to get out there, trying to get a sponsorship.
I hear that.
Hopefully a tequila brand. I want to link up with a black owned tequila brand. Nice. So I'm going to find some out there. Do that. You know, I've been dating. You know.
Ooh, how's that going? Especially being a single parent.
It's good.
I met somebody. Okay, y'all. Valentine's Day coming around.
Valentine's Day is coming right around the corner. Yeah. So I did meet somebody and we rocking.
Okay.
How long y'all been rocking? We've been rocking since my birthday of last year. So almost a year.
Okay.
We met on my birthday. Like we was talking prior to that, but we like actually met in person on my birthday. And literally the next day she made me brunch.
Ooh. Yeah. So let me ask a question, right?
Okay.
What is it like being out of the game and then getting back into the game and dating?
It's very hard. Like, it's very, very hard.
What was
like,
the most challenging part?
Mind you, I've been single for 5 years. So for me to, like, get into a situation where it's just like, you know what? Like, I don't want to play around no more. Mm-hmm. I'm only getting older. Like, I had just turned 29. So it's just like, bro, like, everybody around me is in a relationship or they, you know, my brother just got, blood ain't gonna make us any closer. My brother Real got married.
Congratulations.
4-3-2-1. So then he got married and, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't in a relationship with Shorty, but then she kind of played me. But I feel like if she would have just been honest, because I already knew, like, you know how, like, women know, mm-hmm. like, what be going on?
Yeah,
I knew what was going on, but...
What is up with people with that? I don't really understand that. Like, people will be dead-ass unhappy in a relationship or don't want to be with you. So, for example, for those of you who don't know, I was in a relationship. I'm not very public, but I was in a relationship for 5 years. This was prior to having my son. I think I had my son the third year. And I want to say from the time that I was, like, maybe 4 months pregnant, I just, you know, women know. And I would continuously have conversations with, you know, my child's father. And I'm like, dude, I can tell that you don't want to be here. I can tell that you don't want to be in this relationship. And if I didn't want to be here, I wouldn't be here. Long story short, here comes a year later and come to find out that he was doing his old thing. But it's like, we had conversations multiple times, even with, you know, we're going to get into polygamy. But even with that, we had conversations about that. And it's like, why couldn't you just say that?
Right.
Which brings me to, I saw a post on Instagram today. And the post was like, why is it that when men aren't happy, they don't just leave? Why do they stick around and feel the need to put on this facade?
I don't know, because I left my last relationship, and I don't even want to make it seem like we was just, like, bad. But I kind of left my relationship because of, like, the events of what happened. But, like, it's been many times where we, like, should have broken up.
And it was just, like... Why, though?
I guess because, like, yo, we still young. Let's figure it out. You know what I'm saying? It's 2017.
Do you think that that's a good thing? Because now we have a millennial of people so you have the older people who are like, oh, couples go through stuff. That's how 30-day marriages last. And then you have people who are from our generation now. They're like, listen, you fuck up one time. Ugh, it's done.
Yeah. I think it's hard to, like, for men, I don't know. Because, like, I left my last situation. Like, my last relationship. Mm-hmm. Other situations that I've been in, I left just solely off the fact, like, I'm a firm believer, like, red flags. Like,
okay.
I'ma see the red flag. So the last shorty I was talking to, not the one that played me, but the one I cut off after that.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that they know I told them about, she played me. But the one right,
I feel sorry for shorty because
the one right after her,
she played me.
She was like, we met, and we kind of like kicked it off, like, mm-hmm. kind of kicked it off. But she just wasn't, and I don't really like to talk about people, like, because they can't defend themselves. But this is what I told her, like, mentally she was not there. She had a lot of trauma, and, like, she was, like, very, 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 like, dumping. And I don't like to, like, don't dump everything on me, because I got my own shit going on. Like, and, like, it kind of happened fast. Like, we was, like, you know, meeting, we met, and we hanging out. We started having sex or whatever. And then, she had went away to vacation. So she was like, yo, you should, like, come to vacation. Mind you, this is, like, within, like, the first month of us. Me, like, come to vacation with me.
I can't imagine going on vacation with somebody after a month.
Yeah, I don't know your people, but, like, go have fun. So like I'm at work. This is during like I'm at work. This is beginning of last year. And excuse me. So I'm at work and she'll just like blow my she'll wanna talk to me all day, every day. Like she went to work at like 4 a.m. So she'll call me at 4 a.m. Like I'm not answering, but like some days like because it's I don't sleep or because you done woke me up, like I'ma talk to you. And then you wanna talk to me all day at work. But I figured out what her problem was. She wasn't happy at work. So because she not happy at work, she just needs somebody to talk to.
Throughout the day.
And it just came on me. So I told her, I'm like, look, yo, like, I think we should talk less, X, Y, Z, like, boom. Then she just, like, the mental shit just started coming out. And I don't like that. I was just like, yo, go. I think you should go to therapy because you got a lot of shit going on. Like, she had just recently.
And like, I'm all for therapy, you guys. I go to therapy myself. I used to go to it, you know, every day. Or not every day. I think it was like 3 days a week. Now I go as needed. So I'm all for therapy. But you told her to go to therapy.
Yeah, so look, right? So when so they know. They know I advocate for therapy. I tell like all my homies, like, yo, go to therapy. Because you never know what you're going to get out of it.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
You'll never know what you're going to get out of it. You might just, like, they're trained for that. Like, we talk to our friends, and we might get advice from our friends, but that might not be the best advice.
No, like, I get that.
You get what I'm saying? So, but yeah, I told her to go to therapy. I said, look, I think you should personally go to therapy. You have a lot going on, and that might be, like, a step toward, like, you know, you getting better, not only for yourself, but, like, if we do take the next step, you have a kid, like, your kid, like, you not seeing your kid. Like, you'd rather come over and chill with me than to go, like, spend time with your kid. And you get mad at me because I'm like, yo, like, go spend time with little man. Like, I can see you when I see you or whatever. Like, so it was that. And then I had picked her up from the airport. And she had a bad trip. Like, that trip I was in. She had a bad trip. So she, I forgot what happened. We was just arguing. I was like, yo, I think we just, like, need a break. She didn't want to hear that.
I feel like at the point that you're in a relationship and you're like, yo, we just need a break. And that's not to say people shouldn't take breaks. But at that point,
We wasn't in a relationship.
In a situationship, you guys should like, that should be that time where it's like really some serious thinking on like whether this is worth it or not. Because if y'all already not in a relationship and you're already like, yo, I'm ready to call it. You know what
Somebody
I mean?
Understand. Yeah, so that's like, basically what it was. And I was just like, yo, look, I think you should go to therapy because you got a lot of shit that I can't fix. And that's probably the reason why you projecting and doing all this other shit. And then I picked her up from the airport and we had a conversation. She was like mad as shit, but we had just argued. So like my thing is like, I'm going to pick you up from the airport because I told you I was going to pick you up from the airport. I had to go all the way to Jersey to pick you up from the airport.
EWR. Ooh.
You feel what I'm saying? Like I had to go to Jersey. That's so like, mind you, I went to Jersey. So we are like the whole ride we argued. She's like, I'm like, yo, look, I can't do this no more. Like, I'm going to just drop you off at your car. And they're like, I'm going to give you a couple of days to chill, and then we'll just talk about it. She was like, yo, if you take me to my car, we done. And I said, I guess we just going to be done.
She was ultimatums.
Like, yo, this is what... This
Men
is what,
hate ultimatums, this is and I think what, a lot of people women don't realize that.
Nah, but I'm like, my thing is, like, I'm cool if you would have been like, yo, look, I just think the events leading up to it was just like, yeah, like, all right, I'm going to just take you to your car. Like, type shit. So... She was like, look, I've been fighting niggas all day. Like, don't make me punch on you. I said, yo, if you punch on me, like, you'll have to walk home. And I was like, I was real stern on that. I'm like, because I lost my sister to domestic violence. So you're not finna put your hands on me after we had the conversation. Mm-hmm. And you know, like, what that shit mean to me because I can't defend myself. I mean, I can, but then I'm going to be
in the
wrong.
Same light,
so I'm like, yo, look, boom, this is whatever the case may be. So I was like, yo, I'm going to take you to your car. So... Took her to her car. I come home. I come straight home. And mind you, I took her to her car in Philly. Like, why you ain't just, like...
Did she follow you home? Please don't tell me she followed you.
Bro. Nah, she didn't follow me home. She didn't follow me home. But, like, I get home. I get in bed. I'm home in, like, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
My sister called me, like, yo, name, not gonna say, is at the door. I said, oh, what? I let her in because, like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, I'm not finna just let you. So my studio was in this space. So where the couch is, it was over a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I just came in here. I laid on the couch. I came in here. I laid on the couch. She slept in my bed or whatever. And then she woke up the next morning. She packed all her shit. She was like, you're not going to say nothing to me? I said, look, I said what I had to say. this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. Like, she wanted to fight me in the middle of the street in, like, Philadelphia. I'm like, bro.
I don't understand that. Like, what was the outcome of fighting? So, is it that y'all, like, she's going to fight, and then y'all are going to get, you know what I mean, get back together, yeah, and it's going to be, like, I don't understand how do you think that you can, and let me say this, being from someone who has experienced domestic violence, there's that trauma bond that people don't talk a lot about. So there's that too. But at the same time, logically speaking, what is the expectation? Because if I physically fight you now, we have broken all those boundaries. Yeah, what's like, to say it's going to happen for the next, you know, yeah, over like the course of our relationship?
That's the thing, right? I don't mind arguing. Like, we could argue because right now, like, if us arguing, we got to figure out a solution. Because in us arguing... Now, mind you, I feel
why
like
why does it have to be called
beneficial.
Arguing, though? Why can't because people have a conversation that's with different opinions
to,
without arguing?
But that's usually
that
what it gets
to. That irritates me.
Okay, so I totally agree with you. I totally
irritates
agree. That's
me.
That's how a conversation, and we can agree. But, you know, in the heat of the moment, when feelings are, like, high and feelings are involved, it does come from a regular conversation, and then it's just, like, think about it. Like, just think
no,
about
you're
it.
You're right.
Motherfuckers start attacking low key.
That's
not
true.
And they'd be like, well, I'm not trying to attack, but that's
it's
like
not
me
like
saying
effective
I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but or I'm not trying to be rude, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like you're not attacking, but you're attacking at the same time. So then of course it goes into an argument because you might be focusing on something and it's like we're not even talking about that. But my therapist told me if there's a problem on the table, deal with that problem. If you figured out every other problem before, don't bring it up because now you ain't over it. And that's where usually the arguments come from. Like, if we talk about it and we say we over it and we...
But women don't work that way. And that's the honest truth. I think that's where a lot of the disconnect in this generation goes. Men not understanding that women aren't like that. We had a conversation. We talked about it. That's great and all. But if you do something 3 days later that triggers, you know, and then I'm not saying this is a good thing either, because it is something that I feel like, and personally, is like generational that we completely need to break out of. But women will hold on to things and then just becomes another thing and another thing and another thing. Whereas the guys, like the minute it's over, it goes out of their mind and they're just like over it. So here you have a woman who 3 months later, she's still feeling the way that she's supposed to feel, like not supposed to feel, but still feeling the way that she's feeling. Yeah. And you know, the guy's sitting there like thinking everything's all
so
fine and dandy.
This is how I feel about the situation, right? So, like, if we don't talk about it and we don't come to a conclusion, like, then you have all rights to feel a certain type of way for however long until the problem gets addressed. That's just like women in their cars, and I'm attacking y'all. Women in their car, they have all their lights turned on, and they won't get it checked until every single one is on. Fix that shit when a light turned on.
I elevated Fix from that club, you guys, because my engine blew last year. So I've definitely elevated from that club. I'm more the woman who freaks out now. As soon as the light come on, I'm just like, fix it.
But that's the thing. That's the thing.
It cost me a whole lot of money.
But when the problem does arise, like, all right, take the time you need. I'm a firm believer of take the time you need because, like, sometimes I don't want to talk about it right then and there. But I'm the type of person, and my shorty will tell you, like, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to admit when I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I might not do it at first. And it's like, but I didn't realize that I didn't do it until we just had a recent conversation. I was just like, you know what? Like, I do this shit, and I do this shit a lot.
Well, I'm proud of you for that because a lot of men won't take accountability.
I'm going to apologize.
A lot of men won't take accountability. And then, like, I realize that a lot of men these days are being triggered by being called a narcissist, but they're not realizing that they're playing into that narcissistic character. Right. Because if you're not taking accountability and you're consistently projecting, or not even just projecting, just neglecting to admit that you did something, but expecting a different reaction or expecting somebody to react different, it kind of does align with narcissism. Not saying that they're intending to be narcissistic, but they're still aligning themselves as a narcissist because they're choosing to act that way or react that way in a sense, if that makes sense.
Nah, that's a fact. That's a fact. I do feel that. But that's why I tell all my guys, like, man, bro, go get that help, bro. Because we don't never, sometimes, like, men, we hold on to a lot of shit. Not in a way females do, because females will hold on to, like, if you piss a female off in a relationship, like, mm-hmm. she's going to hold on to all of that. Like, she categorizes the shit that she hold on to. Mm-hmm. Men, we hold on to a lot of shit. Like, we got shit from our childhood. Work might not, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we our own feelings. We battle with our own thoughts. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not where I want to be at by the age. Like, we all had this plan when we were younger. Which I feel like it was, we kind of pressure. What you want to be when you grow up? And
that's,
I feel like it was
crazy.
I feel like we were pressured because now we got to think about this answer. I want to be a football player. Mind
and
you,
you've already
goal,
set yourself up.
Right.
It's funny that you said that. I actually tuned into a podcast. I'm sorry for cutting you.
Like, nah, you good.
A couple while ago, and they were talking about the same thing. Why is it that as young kids, we always ask children, what do you want to be? What is your dream? And it's like, from a young age, we're already confining them to, oh, you want to be a doctor? Okay, the expectation is that you want to be a doctor. When children haven't even found themselves yet. You know what I mean? They, right. they have no idea as to what it is that they want to do or what is this that they're capable of doing. Because let's talk about that. Not everything that you want to do means you can do.
That's a fact. Everything, and I always say this, like, I mean, we all got goals. We all got aspirations. Like, I mean, I said this before. Yo, when I could not always say this answer, but I low-key, it's funny as fuck, but I'm young as fuck, and people ask me what I want to be. So when I was young, like, Will Smith was my favorite actor. So I will always watch the Wild Wild West. Literally every day after school, I would come
never
home.
Never seen that.
That shit fire. Like, it's probably corny as fuck now. Like, it's probably dumb as fuck now, but he could do no wrong. Like, that was my favorite actor.
Okay.
So every day after school, I would watch this. Like, I would literally watch this. I'm talking about, I would rewind it before I go to bed just so I could come home and watch it again.
Okay.
So this one particular day, I'm running home, like, running home. I hit play, and I just see porn on the joint. Like, oh, how it got there, I don't know. But it was porn on a...
was your mom mad?
I don't know. All right, so it was crazy because, like, once me and my sister got home, it was only me and my sister home.
Okay.
But that was always from the jump. I don't know how it got on the TV, but I was like, yo, this is interesting. Like, I watched it. Like, I don't even know how I watched it. But then, so, like, I go to school, and I always used to hang out with, like, older people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I started, like, I ain't going, yo, I seen boo, but I asked questions.
Yeah,
like,
ask questions.
So then I hung out with a couple even older people, like, the, you know, people mm-hmm. older. And they would always talk about, you know, sex and things. So I kind of put two and two together, like, oh, this is what they talking about.
Yeah.
Then I found out how much money they could make. So I'm like, yo, I want
to
do this.
You wanted to be a porn star.
I wanted to be a porn star, but I could never say that.
Say that
so
out
I would
loud.
Always be like, I want to be a football player or a basketball player. When in reality, I didn't like playing basketball. I loved playing football. I didn't like playing basketball. So I would always say it, but like,
That's
I feel like that shit. And I always say that. I feel like women are way harder on themselves in their like older life, especially like because when they're younger, they have like they plan their life
plan.
Out.
Yeah.
Y'all, women to plan their life out by 25, I want to be boom.
And that's
by
true.
By 30, I want to be. So when y'all not, I feel like it hit women harder
it
because
does.
It's just like.
So I can touch on that. When I was pregnant with my son, my daughter is 9 and my son is 2.
Okay.
And I always made that thing. After I had my daughter when I was a teen, 17. Luckily, I was out of high school in my first year of college, but I had that thing in me that was like, I'm not going to have any more kids. I'm especially not going to have any more kids that are going to be in a broken home. Got in a relationship, was in a relationship for like 3 years, got pregnant. Like I said earlier in the episode, you know how that went.
Right.
And I went through like a whole like depression state because this was my life. I knew I was going to go to college. I was going to graduate at a certain age. Once I graduate, this was my next plan.
Right.
And all of that like fell apart, not once. But
yeah,
twice.
Yeah.
So
y'all so hard on yourselves though, because like y'all, like I said, y'all just
but
really.
Is
make
it
a plan
us or is this a society?
I feel like women have like they have a plan. Like even in y'all older life, and it's not a bad thing
mm-hmm.
because like y'all kind of like structure y'all life to where it's like, you know what, bro, I refuse to settle. Sometimes y'all do then go settle, which is not bad.
You know what's funny though? Do you realize that most women won't settle for mediocre, and if they're very goal driven, won't settle for mediocre in their everyday life, but they'll settle for mediocre from a man.
Right.
They'll go out and be the best person they are, professionally wise, lifestyle wise, and then still fucking settle.
I think something clicked to where it's like I don't know.
I think once you start hitting like closer to 30, some things just become like that plan kind of goes out the window.
You don't agree? Probably for women.
I was gonna say for women.
I don't know, because like me, I get bored easily. I get bored with shit easily. So like I always be like wanting to change jobs, or I always like wanted. So like I always
want to keep
want something different. But I figured out that usually everything that I have like going for me is always in the creative field, like production,
okay,
video, shooting music videos, or writing. Like I'm really good at writing, engineering. Like I'm very creative. I can do shit with my hands. Like I can fucking build. I can. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Being as someone who grew up in the Caribbean, I think it was always like.
Oh yeah, she is Jamaican.
Yes. So I wasn't born in Jamaica, but I definitely grew up there. I was born in the Netherlands. A lot of people don't know that, but I rep Jamaica every day or day. Yes, I was born in the Netherlands.
What the fuck?
I went to Jamaica when I was 2 years old. I came to the U.S. when I was 13. So everybody knows me as being Jamaican. And listen, by all means, I'm Jamaican because I rep it. But it's funny.
Nah, she dead ass. Cause wait, she was just on live the other day, and somebody cut her off. She's like, "Bossy man, da da." I was like, "Oh, get off the line, get off the line. Don't want to be next."
I was.
She went crazy. Yo.
But yeah, so, but being as though growing up in a Caribbean household, I can't speak for growing up, you know, in America because I didn't, but I know it was always like this kind of silent expectation that women get married, they have kids, and they be submissive to their partner. Now, if y'all know me, I'm submissive, but. Like, I had to tell my partner the other day, like, listen, we have all these goals, you know, we're entrepreneurs, and I'm like, even if we hit $1 million, I hope you don't expect me to be a stay-at-home mom. I did it for 2 years, I hated it, I want to work. But back to the point that I'm trying to make, I think it's kind of like a generational thing that's passed down too, where women are expected to have the kids and be married and this and the third. So women come out of school expecting like, all right, boom, I'm going to meet my partner, I'm going to have, and they don't think necessarily, like, I'm a firm believer, and it's sad that it took me so long to realize this, and it's something that I'm going to instill in my daughter, being financially stable before settling in a relationship.
Nah, fuck.
There's always that upper hand for that person who is more financially stable in a relationship if they come in that way.
I feel like, and I always say this, right? So like, I wasn't taught like finances and shit like that. I wasn't taught like the importance of credit and shit. And our generation probably not gonna get it. We probably not gonna get it.
Nah, I think we're getting closer to it.
Nah, we not gonna have it down pat. We rewriting the formula. Like how everything get rewritten. We rewriting the formula. But I feel like I don't know. Maybe like our kids and shit might not, like, they'll grasp it. But their kids are definitely have it like down packed. Like,
I wouldn't even say their
they'll
kids.
They'll definitely
honestly
have it like that.
I would say maybe our kids, and for the reason being is. In the internet, social media, people are making like trending talks, giving out rural life information. Like even with the e-grants, like you see people drop it. So I think our kids will probably get it, but brings it back to nobody's teaching them. And if you can't, you know what I mean? If
they
you
they gonna get it. They gonna get it, but they gonna try to apply the formula. And they'll figure it out. But they not gonna have it down pat. But once they get that shit down pat, their kids is definitely.
Oh, yeah,
like, once
be
they
set.
Teach it to them, they're going to be set. And then it's always going to reset. Then it's going to be a generation where, like, you know, they.
See, they and that's really what we're walking into now. You know, circling back to what I said. Now we're in a generation more where women, you have some women who are feel bound to traditional values in terms of they have to get married and they have to do this and the third. And so they kind of put their own dreams and aspirations to the back. And then when they hit 30, they're like, what did I do with my life? Because they spent their life catering to everybody else but themselves.
Right.
If you notice, most people that are married in their teens get divorced in their 30s.
Hey man, say man, it's your guy, No Way Jose. We are back. Sorry about that. We had a brief intermission. But I feel like after that break, we need a shot, right?
Absolutely.
I feel like we need a shot after that break. We are still on. We're on the title. Feel me? If y'all want to sponsor me, please do.
Please sponsor him so I can get some free bottles.
Telling you, look, send me all of it. I drink the Blanco. I drink the Reposado. That's it. Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, so
you're
far
not giving them much options to work with.
But I'm saying, but the Reposado, I only really drink Reposado, though.
It goes down really, really well, you guys. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. It really does go down well. All right.
Boom. One for the money, two for the show. Here to get bitches. Go, pimp, go. Okay.
Ooh.
So, I know we left off on something, but we about to get to the meat and potatoes.
We are. This is putting me on the spotlight.
Got to.
We are.
So, So she was on Facebook Live.
Was it Facebook or Instagram Live?
Instagram Live.
Make sure you guys join my Instagram Live. I generally am on there morning vibes at around like 8:30 every morning, having karaoke, talking about random shit
that
we don't got no business talking about, like what we about to talk about today.
So she said this particular thing. Right, we talked about it season one, episode 4 or 5, polygamy. So y'all know how we felt about that, right? But it was two people that wasn't really into the lifestyle. Ooh. But we have somebody that's into the lifestyle. Yes. So what is it?
I'll start off by saying this. I think one of the biggest surprises to me, or not even surprise, but one of the biggest things to me is I realized that most people would be like, oh, did he ask? And I hate that question because, truthfully speaking, my partner now and my last partner was not into polygamy, and I'm the one who introduced them to polygamy. That's a big thing. I always get the question of, oh, was it a him thing? No, it's completely a me thing. I actually introduced him to the concept of polygamy, what it is to have boundaries. Everybody's idea of polygamy is different in some retrospect. Some people have polygamy where you got one man with four wives. The wives are not interacting with each other in sense of being intimate, and they're only intimate with that guy. And then you have something like me where it's kind of a mixture. Like if I'm with a partner and I meet a girl and I like the girl and he doesn't like the girl intimately, but he's okay with me being with her, perfectly fine. If it's all together, I don't like her, no, then it's a cut. Because at the end of the day, and again, this only applies for me, everybody's different. Personally speaking, I envision myself marrying a man. Okay. I want to marry a man. I would like to have a girlfriend. And I know this sounds so fucked up, but the man is always going to take a higher place than the woman for me. I'm willing to live the rest of my life with a man. I'm not willing to live the rest of my life with just a female. In other words, if I got a nigga, he not going to get cheated on. If it's a bitch, she going to get cheated on with a nigga.
Okay, so is it safe to assume that you are a part of the LGBT
community? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because, you know, some people just... experiment. They're not really...
No, absolutely. So I was...
LGBT.
Shout out to you guys. But absolutely. So I want to say by the time I was 17, I knew I was attracted to females. I had this thing where females that I thought were more prettier than I am or beautiful than I am, I used to be oh my God, obsessed, but really, really into them until I realized oh, I have this sexual attraction to them. The conflict for me came where I realized while I am intimately attracted to women, I'm not mentally attracted to them. Okay. So I got to the space in my life where it's I wanted to be with a man, but I wanted that female component. And I had to really sit down with myself and kind of reevaluate myself and okay, Kim, what is going on with you? What do you want? Of course, growing up in this generation, growing up in the Caribbean, it was then a big challenge because if I want a female, how do I go about approaching that and not bringing shame to my family or not bringing out of the element of my, you know what I mean? So at first it was a hidden thing. Then as I got older, I realized this is a really important component to me. I really want a girlfriend, and it just kind of slowly came out of the closet. And after my last relationship, wanting to be in a polygamy relationship and the person didn't want to be in a polygamy relationship, but then cheated on me, I was oh, hell no. The next relationship I get in, I'm going to let them know this is what I want. You either work with it or you don't.
So how does that conversation go? All right, perfect example. And this is only just for because I don't understand it.
Okay.
I always say that polygamy could work if women stop looking at the other woman as competition, or
Absolutely.
Man stop looking at the other man as competition. But how does that work? Say we're together. How does that conversation go? We're together and you're into it, but I don't know nothing about it.
So the first things first is you have to determine what place does that take in your life? Do you want to be in a relationship with a man and add a female, or is it on an equal level where you want a female and a male? You got to establish what does that look like to you? Then once you establish all right, boom, you have to establish, if I meet a partner and he doesn't want to be in a polygamous relationship, am I still open to that relationship?
But at that point, would you just make it an open relationship? Because that's still something you want, do you want that consent?
Open relationships are separate from polygamous relationship. For example, my partner knows if you meet a girl and we live together. So clearly, if you're not coming home, you have to have a conversation with me and let me know you're not coming home. personally speaking, I'm not against the like hit it and quit it type of thing, but I want to be in the loop. Now, if it's a female that you, first of all, we live together. So if you're spending time with this female, I'm going to know. Right. But there needs to be that initial conversation of like, hey, I met this girl. I'm interested in her. And then what role does that play? Is this girl gay? Is she interested in getting to know me? Or is this, this just a you guys thing? Now, my relationship's different because I have two kids. My partner and I know that at the end of the day, our family comes first because we have kids, we have responsibilities. We have never had a girlfriend. We've had, you know, females, but we've never had a girlfriend.
Okay.
He's perfectly fine with that. He's not looking for an attachment with a female. Me personally, I'm not okay with that because I do want a girlfriend.
Okay.
And I went through the process of explaining all of that to say polygamy looks different for everybody. I've met polygamous couples where the man has four wives and that's it. They don't interact. Right. I've met polygamous couples where all of them interact. Me personally, if he meets a girl and he's, I always go by this philosophy. If I love you, I love you regardless. Even if you want to be with me or you don't want to be with me.
Right, I feel that.
So if we're together and you've come to me honestly and say, hey, I am attracted to this person. I like this person. I would like to add them to our unit. And I personally don't feel like I like this person, but I can tolerate them. I can deal with them. I might be like, okay, do you? But yeah, I don't want to be a part of that.
So is it one of them things where like, okay, so like a threesome situation or like?
Depending, because everybody has to be comfortable. If I'm not, if I'm not comfortable with that person or that person is comfortable with me, you can't expect to have us both in the same room. Right. Like, you know what I mean? In an intimate level like that. And I'm okay with that. I know this sounds crazy. I am 26 years old. I got two kids. Some days I'd be quiet. I'd be tired. Some days I'm just like, I wish you had another female.
Yo,
you know what I mean?
It's crazy you say that because I know someone who was like, they want a sister wife because it's some days where like they do
don't
take
like
care
it.
Of, you know, their kids, and it's some days where they can't give that additional
attention, it's
support or whatever.
And they, vice versa. If you have a real man that works all the time, here's the thing. You'll meet women that'll bitch about having a man who's working all the time. But guess what? If he ain't working all the time, all the bills don't get paid. Me personally, I don't feel like I should be bitching at a man who works all the time because he's working all the time. And that's another benefit for me having a sister wife. Even if we are intimate, we have a partnership where this person and I can communicate, we can talk, we can go out, we can fill each other's
void, like type void.
Exactly.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I do want to touch on this. I'm not using polygamy as a means to fill that void because some people do that.
Okay.
It's actually something that I
settle, like people settle.
Oh, yeah. You have women who meet men who are definitively in polygamy. And just because they don't want to lose that person. I mean, what is that show called? Sister Wives. If you go on, if you watch that show all the time, you have women who legitimately do not like their sister wives. You can tell the animosity in the room.
I've heard about it. I've never seen it.
And they don't like their sister wives. I'm not for that. I feel like if the relationship started with me and you, you and I should have a conversation. If it's that bad where I cannot stand this person should not be in our unit. I am a little biased because for any relationship that I am in, I feel like our relationship takes dominance. Because if I date a guy, okay, cool. But if I settle in a relationship with a guy, my mentality is we're going to be together forever. This is our unit. So whoever comes in has to fit the picture. If they don't fit the picture, they're the ones that have to go.
So question, because like, you said, or you like you just said, if they don't fit the picture, has it ever been like another male? Like you found another male partner? Or do you just strictly keep it like one male?
Okay.
And then like you don't have a boyfriend? I mean, you can take a shot. No,
yes, I'm going to take a shot, but I am going to answer the question. I just feel like I need the shot to kind of answer that question.
I'm going to take one with you, though.
I'm going to wait till I take the shot to delve into this.
I always wonder that.
This is funny, y'all.
That, like, are you having, like, do you have, because most times when we hear, like, you know, like, a female that's into polygamy, they always go get another girlfriend. And, like, of course, the guy going to be cool with it. Cause it's like,
yeah. Not always, though. Not always. I was in a relationship
so, like,
for 5 years, and this guy did not.
80% of the time, it'll be like, oh, yeah, another girl, like, cool. Like,
sometimes.
Cool vaginas.
Sometimes.
But then sometimes it'd be like, oh, well, she's not attractive to me, so, like, y'all can have fun. I could just watch type shit.
Mm-hmm. And then you have guys who, how do I say this? I want to say, are intimidated Because with my ex, that was his thing. So you're gonna leave me for, so you can leave me for a girl. Right, it's and it's like, not, and no matter how lie, much
I got
cheating on with a girl. But did your girlfriend leave you for that girl, though?
I left the relationship.
Oh, damn. Because I was going to say, she left you for that girl. She's lesbian. She's a lesbian. Hey, I know. No offense, but right. She's a lesbian.
So, remember, so we said it. Oh, shit, my fault.
Look, he breaking stuff. This conversation getting too juicy, y'all.
That was the spirit telling me they don't need me to talk about that situation.
Okay.
But nah, she did. Like, it was.
So you're not going to listen to the spirits?
Sometimes you got to... Sometimes you gotta ignore.
But now, when the spirits come back and bother you, I don't want to be a part of this. Mm. I warned them, spirits.
That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna listen.
Interesting enough. So personally, here's what I'll say. And again, every dynamic's different. I personally, I don't got it in me to deal with two niggas. I feel like y'all require too much. So, me personally, I'm fine with having one man and having girlfriends. There are polygamous couples, and I think polygamy is more subjected to a man with multiple wives, and I think open relationships is where the man comes in. Not to say that that's definitive, but from what I've seen. Now, what I will say is, when my partner and I had a conversation, when we first got together, I'm like, listen, this is what I'm into. I'm really into some real deep shit. And it went beyond polygamy. Because I find that that's an important conversation. Like, so have a conversation about your sexual needs. And honestly, people get cheated on for those things because they don't have conversations. People have, what's your goals? What do you want to be? What do you want? Right. But they don't have conversation about things that are meaningful. I don't know about y'all, but sex is meaningful to me. That's my intimate language. That's how I can show you life. You feel me? That's how I can please and do all that. It's important to me. So some people it's not. When I sat down and have a conversation with him, at first he was like, nah, to the whole thing.
He wasn't with it?
At all.
All right, so what you, what does a female like rizz? Like, cause you gotta have like that type of drip, that type of swag to be like, you know what, I'm gonna change this nigga mind. What was like your process or like?
My process, honestly, I just sat there and kind of explained to him. And again, it looks different for everybody. I had to get him to understand that because he was set on, I want to settle down. I want to eventually get married. And I understood that because that's where I was at too. However, I wanted this component in my marriage. So first I had to cater to that. I had to have a conversation and let him know that, listen, I want you to understand that if this is not okay with you, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
That's the first thing.
So you was like, you was with the fact, like, you know what, this is something that I probably had never... No, if he wasn't cool with it.
And the reason being is, as I said previously, I know I want to marry a man.
Right.
Okay. I know if I marry a female, she's going to get cheated on. So I kind of have... It's the truth. I'm so sorry. So I kind of had to have...
my drink. Hey, yo. So I kinda, that's crazy. Hold on, wait. She just awoke her inner future, bro.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
Hey, you feel me? Hey Siri, play future.
So, you know, I to me in that moment, it was like, how much do I value this man? He give to me and bring to the table outweigh the fact that I want a girlfriend? Because let's be honest, I can want a girlfriend. I can meet a girl today. Likewise, I can meet a man and it doesn't work out. But am I willing to give up what I have, what I saw in him to actually settle down with him for a female? So I went through that understanding phase. Okay. And then, you know, one day he came to me and he's like, is this something you really want? I'm like, okay, cool. I'm not pushing it. He brought up the conversation. This is an invitation to take advantage. I promised you. In my head, it was like, oh, this is a good time.
That was the green light.
I'm bringing all the facts.
Hey, listen.
I'm bringing all the facts.
You give me the green light.
One, two.
Yeah.
All the Google facts. But no, sir.
Yeah, look, dropping that bitch like a fucking. Like,
did you know?
Hey, look.
The encyclopedia says this. I know. Google.
Hey, she got that bitch like it's ready to put in vacation at work. And you're like.
Boom.
This
definitely.
Is what it is. You hear me?
So, yeah. So, you know, his first questions was like, he wanted to understand. And that's another thing I feel like with people. We want people to agree with us so much, but we don't want to take the time out to give them understanding. Somebody can't agree to something that they don't understand.
Nah, that's a fact.
So, we sat down. I told him what my vision of a polygamous relationship looked like. And I asked him, you know, if you are open to that, or if you decide you're ever open to that, what does that look like? while I was interested in what that looks like for him, clearly, because it matters, my most important thing was, are you going to be comfortable? Or is this going to bother you three months down the line? So you know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to test this out. And after our first experience, if you don't like it, there's room to scrap.
Okay. So what was the test like? Like, was it just like you just...
So we went out. We knew this girl, you know, met up with this girl, and that was the first experience.
Okay.
Oh, this is bad, y'all. So in the middle of the experience, I got hot. I was high. I was drunk. I was tired. I wanted to lay down on my couch. Like, I was ready to go sleep. So he comes out there and he's like, are you good? I'm like, yeah. Like, and that was then. I guess they both felt like maybe I felt some type of way, but I was drunk. I was tired. I was ready to go to sleep. And they both like exited. You know, shorty went home.
Stage left, exit stage left.
And after I spoke to him, I got to realize that I guess he thought I felt uncomfortable. But then I realized that, you know what? Communication. We have to communicate, because I was fine. I was tired. I got what he made sure I got what I got first. So after that, I didn't even care. I didn't.
So it was like
I literally walked out.
I'm not trying to get like too personal, but it was like a three, like, could have been a threesome, but it wasn't.
No, it was. So we all were there at first, and then like in the middle of it, I just
dipped. He was just done, and then he was like, while he was doing what he
so was like doing? I guess he was in there for like a couple minutes, and then he came out and he's like, yo, you good? I'm like, I'm good.
I guess
they both felt like something happened, wrong. Oh, it just dissipated at that moment. But I had to have a conversation with him again, learning experience, to explain to him, like, listen, I walked out of the room because a bitch got digged down. I'm satisfied. I'm good. If you're not satisfied, this is not a one-way situation. So if you're not satisfied, that don't mean that I expect you to stop because I'm done.
So like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, cause you know, people just really had threesomes. Like,
it was a threesome.
But it was like an understanding, like that.
Yeah, is what most you definitely.
So it was really like a. It wasn't just a spontaneous, because you know threesomes really.
We knew heading out that like we were interested in this girl. We knew. I prior to that actually had interest in the girl, and this is so bad. And I hope she doesn't hate me. After that experience, it wasn't the sex that made me not want her. Prior to that, I was like, okay, this is somebody I might be interested in. You know, might want to develop a relationship. After we all were intimate, I felt like there was kind of this disconnect where she just wanted somebody she can have fun with.
So she wasn't like serious. Like she wasn't on the same level as you. So she was like the typical threesome. Like,
yeah,
you gotta go out, have fun. We probably come home again, and then come back.
But then she was texting after that. So I think it was kind of a thing where I was like, yo, I go out clubbing. I'm bored. I'm coming to be with y'all. Right. I wasn't looking for that.
Right.
But then
you wanted something. Like, I wanted a girlfriend.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's two people in it. So I made that decision for myself. But being fair, I went to him. I'm like, listen, if you want to continue to, you know, engage with her, by all means, I'm not interested.
So, all right. So had he would have said, yeah, I want to do this. And that's when. Oh. So because I don't know. I don't live this lifestyle. I'm just just me and one other person. Monogamous. Is that what it's
called? Monogamous. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I heard fucking Future and Kevin Gates say it. Monogamous, and is that just when you just with one person?
One person.
Okay, so I don't know.
Okay.
So had he would have said, yes, I want this to be my girlfriend. So y'all are together, and then that's his girlfriend. Would you have then found somebody else? Is that how that works? Or
no, not necessarily. So
or could it work like that, though?
It could. Oh, and here's the reason I was going to say. The girl that brought her into picture, I brought her into picture because I liked her. After the whole ordeance, I was like, yeah, this is not my type of girl. Had he been interested in still, if that worked out for them, cool. I like her. We can get along. Right. And that's important to me. I don't have to be intimate with her if I don't choose to.
So,
but if we didn't get along, then that would be kind of like a different kind of scenario.
So, but because I feel like the disconnect was a sexual disconnect between you and her?
I wouldn't say between me and her, because even before being with him, even before being, like I said, prior to being with him, I was in a relationship for 5 years. I never wanted a relationship with a girl. Just wanted to be intimate with them. Now that I'm older, I think I have gotten to a point where it's like, you know what, I wouldn't mind having a girlfriend. But at the point that this happened, it wasn't, If he liked her, then cool. As long as, my whole thing is, as long as you're respectful of the fact that we actually have a family. This is not play. We have kids that are involved. So if it's just a hit it thing, we're only gonna ever see you at nighttime.
Nah, fact.
But if it's a thing where
like, so if he wanted that to be his girlfriend, you would have been okay with that.
With her?
Yeah.
Yes.
But would you just be like, all right, it's us three, or would you like find someone else? So like me, because like,
no, because
at, the end,
me,
at the end of the day, it's like I don't, like I said, once again, I always go back to, I don't know how it works because I'm not in that type of situation.
Personally, for me, if he wanted to be his girlfriend, would I find somebody else? No, because it's not like, oh, he found a girlfriend, now I feel the need to find me a girlfriend. Like, I genuinely want to connect with somebody.
But even if you found a boyfriend,
question, that's not a thing in our relationship. So that was one of his boundaries. Okay, he is not okay with males. And me...
Oh, got it. Okay. So that's just like a conversation y'all had to have.
Yes, we had to have. And I just want to clarify something, because this is something that I had to clarify for him too. Had it been that I wanted to be in a polygamous relationship where men were option, I would put that on the table.
Got it.
I personally, like I said, it's a big goal of mine to actually have a husband and be settled down. But... again, if it was a thing, I've come to a place in my life where I'm not neglecting myself, period. So if I wanted to have another man, I would have told him to be in a relationship, hey, this is what polygamy looks like for me.
So you kind of like set the terms of agreement in the very beginning. Like, this is what I want. I want to make sure that I have another girlfriend. I don't want this.
And this is what you want. What is acceptable to you?
Right.
What is acceptable to me?
So y'all kind of like met in the middle.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because I'm not okay with coming home and just seeing a female in my bed. Like, that's not okay for me. If you want to have a one-night stand, if this is a female that you don't care to get to know, she should not make it in our house, because at the end of the day, we have kids. This is our sanctuary. When we walk in, we have to live with that. If this is somebody that you just met at the club and you want to hit, y'all better book a hotel. You better go to her house.
Go to her crib or in the car type shit.
Yeah, you feel me? Now, if you come to me on a Thursday, hey, I met this girl. 2 weeks later, yo, you know, I really think I'm interested in the girl. I would like you to meet her. Cool, we can see where it goes. If you come to me like, hey, I don't think you're gonna like this girl, but I would like you to meet her, I'm out of respect, I'm gonna be open, I'm gonna get my feedback, and I'm gonna let you know, like, yeah, I can fuck with her, no, I can't fuck with her.
You know the crazy part, because I like always say this, and even the first podcast episode about polygamy, like I always said, I probably wouldn't be with it.
Why?
Because I feel like...
Let's say this. I'm always curious to hear the men's reason, because this is the best of both worlds.
Because like, at the end of the day, like, as beautiful as it sounds, like, my girl got another female. Like, it does sound like, but I've had the threesomes. Like, they were like, I think I lived past that stage where it's just like.
See, that's because you're only thinking about it as a threesome. I'm literally thinking about.
Right. I feel like it's very beneficial for, like, because, like, three is always better than two.
You have a village, literally.
Right, not for sure. But, like I said to you, like, or I think I said it on here too. When we stop seeing it as competition, that's when it'll work better.
So let's talk about that. Women who see other women as competition, it is my belief they cannot last in a polygamous relationship.
But that's why threesomes don't work. I feel like that's why threesomes.
Oh, yeah.
If the male comes to the female with a threesome idea, it's bad. You wanted to fuck that bitch, da, 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 da. But if a female comes to the situation with a threesome, it's way better because
right.
It's just
Let
like,
me ask you a question, right? Can you see yourself, all right, you're about to be 30. I want to say, I'm sorry, you can edit that part. All right, you can edit, you are your age, you can edit that part.
I'm about to be.
You feel me? Up there.
A season.
Imagine being 50, right? And how do I put this? You're 50 and you have these needs and these wants that are not being satisfied. You're with somebody for 20 plus years. Do you just, okay, this is my life, this is what the person expects, and just
like
live your life
that
way?
Me personally, so I can't put myself in that position because of how I am now.
Okay.
If I'm not satisfied with the way everything is going, I'm not going to stay there. So even like I can't see myself with somebody for 20 years and settling. Like, if you don't make me better, or like we don't make each other better, like that's why, like, if we sit and we have conversations and I'm wrong, I'll admit I'm wrong. Let's get better. But I can't sit here and be like, you know what, we're not having sex, we only having sex one day a week, like, and I know how important it is to me or you, like, it probably
so for work. Me it's the same ideology. I know if I marry a man, I probably most likely won't cheat on him with another man. I'm content. And I know for a lot of females that comes as a surprise. I'm fully content with being one man. Honestly, I tell you, two men, I think that's a little bit too much.
I feel like women can't be with a... The only time a woman is satisfied with another man is when her man is not doing
it. It's lacking.
Job.
And that is a true thing. And that's why you find so many polygamous relationships with one man and multiple females. I promise you, if you find a man that's doing what he got to do, he got paying bills, he's slinging dick, he's making time, yo...
I'm gonna keep it tall with you.
You cool.
I'm gonna keep it tall. And I think I said this before, and I really don't... So, I've been involved. I had a threesome before.
Did it turn out good or bad?
It was great.
Okay.
But I'm a whisperer.
Okay. Oh, that's dope. I'm open to that.
It was just me?
Yes.
Yeah, but listen.
I'm good with that.
Listen.
I'm good with that.
After the second body, I was
tired. Hold on. Let's talk about that. I will see these polygamous couples, right, that will have three females in there, and I always wonder how that works.
Do you see the famous TikTok of, like, the dude that
with the stud
and the other two pretty girls?
I understand that. And the crazy thing is my partner and I had a conversation about this. Let me get y'all to understand this. While that woman is a stud, she still got a pussy.
She still got a vagina. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then on top of that, not only do she got a pussy, but now she's interested in the same things that man is interested in.
But wait.
I don't know if I'll be open to a sub joining. I went into
the rabbit hole, like, you know, TikTok gets you into the rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah. I follow them now.
So the dude is with one of the girls.
And then the girl has another girl.
But the girl has the two girlfriends.
I thought it was the other way around. No, the dude was with one girl. And the girl has
and the girl. Girl has
but
the
he's
other
still
two.
With that girl, though.
So the dude is with... I want to say he's with the, like, the...
He's with
the
brown, all of them.
No, listen. This is how it started. The dude was with the
brown-skinned girl. Yeah.
Not the darker one, but the brown-skinned girl.
No, I know who you're talking about.
I think she's pregnant. Anyway, the dude was with the brown-skinned girl.
Mm-hmm.
The brown-skinned girl is with the other two girls. But because he was with her, he was like, all right, fuck it. Like, let's do it.
I didn't know
and
that.
And he would, that's what I,
because
the, I don't know if the truth to it, but that's
so
what
So when
I
caught on to it, I saw it on Facebook and it went viral because he took a picture and it looked like he, according to people, it looked like he was more interested in the stud than everybody
because
else.
Because he was holding her? Was that one?
He was holding her. Like, so I dove into it because, listen, polygamy is such a, you get the people who are like, oh, that's cool. And then you get the people who look at you like I had this one lady lecture me to don't lose that man to another bitch. And I'm like, listen, if I'm going to lose him to another bitch, I'm going to lose him, period. It don't matter if I support it or not. Let's be honest. You're a man. No, it don't matter. So I, you know, double into it. And I watched this questionnaire thing where he was discussing his love for all three of them, like the different things that he likes about all of them. The impression that I got is that he messes with all of them.
Hey, so listen. So remember the girl I told you that played me?
I feel sorry for you, shorty.
So listen,
you made a big mistake at this
so
point.
So listen, because what you just said was like her reason. She was like, we had a conversation on New Year's of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Literally New Year's. I got
the fact that he remembers this.
No.
Shorty,
cause,
you
no,
cause
listen,
scared
listen,
him.
Listen, we were having a conversation prior to New Year's, and then mid-conversation was like, oh, well, Happy New Year's, like, thank you for being who you are, blah, 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 blah. It was the mushy shit, and it was like,
back to the conversation.
So it was literally like, I'm like, yo, listen, like, you sat here and told me you didn't want to be with, like, you didn't want me to be with nobody else. We had that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But here you are. I'm finding out that you're hanging out with a lot of different people.
And that's where the disconnect is.
But why not keep it a beam? Because, like, if you would have came to me and, like, you know what?
Would you have been open?
Yes, I would have been like, yo, I'd have been like, all right, bet. You don't want me talking to nobody else. I expect the same thing from you. However, because you're talking to other people, you should allow me to talk to other people.
See, and that might have been where the disconnect is. Because I ain't going to lie to y'all. Like I said, if my man want to dibble and dabble, you want to, you feel me, you met a girl at a club, you hit me up like, hey, babe, this was going on.
It wasn't that. Cool. It wasn't just you meet. You're hanging out with these niggas.
That's what I'm saying. But if it's an instance where, like, he's fully invested in somebody and you hide that from me, that's cheating. Period.
Yo, and granted, we wasn't in a relationship. But you sitting here saying,
it doesn't matter. Look, communication.
I don't want you talking to anybody else. I just want you talking to me. This, that, and the third. And I'm asking you. You coming up. And this is how I know when somebody, yo, I'm going to give y'all a free game. When somebody is accusing you of doing something, they doing the same shit. If they fellas, if they
accuse, I don't know if I believe that. Woman intuition.
Nah, bullshit. No. Listen, I'm gonna tell you why it's bullshit. Okay. Because the minute me and Shorty had the conversation that she did not want me talking to anybody else, mm-hmm. I cut off all ties to whoever I was talking to. It was all about her. She would accuse me of having other girlfriends, and I'm like, yo, are you talking to other people? She would say no. It wasn't until New Year's where she was like, I'm talking to other people, this, that, and the third, because, yo, she tried to tell her, she told her, look, I forgot what movie came out, but she said, oh, yeah, I seen that movie. I actually seen it twice. So I'm like, why would you see it twice? I ignored it. So I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Mm-hmm. So she, like, I'm like, yo, why would you even, like, make it like that you seen it twice type shit? And she's like, yeah, somebody took me on a date. Da, da, da. All right, cool, whatever. Fuck it. Boom. Are you talking to other people? Oh, well, yeah, I hang out with other people. Da, 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 da. We be laid up and we. Da, da. So you telling me you don't want me to do
anything?
That was the thing. Yo, if they ever accuse you of doing anything, they doing that shit.
I don't know about that because women do be having intuition. But here is what I will say though.
Hold on.
Communication.
Before you finish this,
go ahead.
This is about to be our final couple seconds.
Okay. So what I would say, communication is key. In a polygamous relationship, monogamous relationship, communication is key.
Okay.
At the end of the day, if you intend to spend the rest of your life with someone, y'all gotta have an understanding. And that's just the reality of it. Whether it's monogamous, polygamous, there has to be boundaries and there has to be respect of those boundaries. Every polygamous relationship looks different. My rules might not be the rules of other people. Me, personally, I want to be in the know. As long as I know, at that point, cool. Oh, and condoms. Let me... condoms.
What's that? That's where you live at, like the high-rise building? That's the high-rise building?
Condoms?
That's the high-rise building.
I can't with him.
What is that? No. Oh! My God, that's the shit you put on, like, hot dogs and hamburgers and shit.
Anyway, people, that is a standard requirement. I personally feel like if y'all are in a polygamous relationship, y'all should be using condoms. And here's the reason why. People will be like, oh, we're only fucking us. Doesn't matter. Your pH is different than my pH. You ain't about to fuck up my pH. We need to be using condoms.
For sure.
And then there's that question of, I trust you and I trust the other person, but let's be honest, we never really know. There has to be some sort of structure, some conversation of boundaries, and there has to be truthfulness. Because guess what? If I can't trust that you're going to come to me and have a conversation, I can't trust what's happening.
Right.
That's the reality of it. So, needless to say, polygamy is not for everybody, especially not for women who are not okay with competition. Me, personally, I don't see women as competition. I would love for, like, when I come across ugly or pretty girl, but especially pretty girl, I'm just like, oh, I want to be your friend before anything. If you're not like that, polygamy is not for you. If you're jealous, polygamy is not for you at all. It takes a huge amount of understanding.
That's your final thoughts?
Yeah, that's my final thoughts. I mean, you never know if you're into something unless you try it. So try it once. And if it works, it works. If it don't work, then move on.
It doesn't work
for everybody.
Now, that's a fact. That's a fact. My final thought before we end this, let go of that hurt. It's not even about like what we just talked about. Let go of that hurt, because sometimes it hurt more to hold on than to let go. That's all I really got to say. Once again, this is Kim. Kim with the pretty eyes. That's probably going to be her new...
My new at name.
But not going
to... Plug your
Instagram, Facebook, all that shit.
So for right now, you can find me on all platforms. It's Kim Singh. It's KimSingh, 2H, Instagram. I don't know what the problem
is. So wait, hold on. I got a question.
Yes.
So like Singh is like of Asian... Or Korean.
It's
or...
Indian, actually.
Is it?
It is.
I know a lot of... That's only because I know a lot of...
it's Indian.
Like, Asians that got Singh.
So, I'll tell you this. It's not my real last name.
What the fuck?
Boom!
Yo, I know her for years.
It's not. Everybody that knows me by Kim Singh. It is not my real last name.
I'll get the last name after this.
Yes. We're going to have to revisit. Yeah. That's our story.
Plug yourself.
Kim Singh, @KimSingh. That's KimSingh. You guys know I'll be dropping the content for y'all. I'm coming out with a podcast, and then y'all going to be seeing my face.
Yeah. Yes, and this was the intro. This was to get her comfortable with being on her own podcast. Y'all know I'm very all for the people. If y'all ever need anything, I'll definitely bring y'all on my podcast so y'all can start your own. I do have my own
studio.
Mentor session. Photography, producer. If y'all want singing, songwriting, all that shit, I do it all. Y'all know that. But right. Yeah, this is her intro to it. Y'all know where y'all can find me. This your guy, No Way Jose. Ain't No Way the Podcast. Y'all know where to find me. Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Tidal Podcast, everywhere, Google Podcasts, all that shit. What else? YouTube, yes. YouTube.
Everything.
Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe to the channel.
And if you guys like this episode and have more questions, feel free to drop those questions either in his DM, my DM, comments, whatever
not
it
for
is.
A fact.
We definitely want to go into, especially since polygamy is becoming like this big thing, we definitely, you know, want to go further into that and other topics as well. Because, listen. But yeah, go ahead and follow me. I create a lot of content. I'm an entrepreneur. So, you know what I mean? Check me out. We're gonna take one more shot.
And y'all know this episode is sponsored by
Jetta Alberts, your local realtor. If you need to buy or sell, you can contact me at 302-824-2923. I am also a Maryland barred attorney practicing criminal law. If you have a traffic ticket, DUI, or any kind of criminal case, you can also give me a call if you get in trouble in the state of Maryland. Again, 302-824-2923. Thank you.
It's been an honor. Thank y'all for rocking with me as long as y'all been rocking with me, for holding me down, always asking me questions. But yeah, make sure y'all comment, like, subscribe, share. Thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Dragged her by her toes to get here.
He had to ask only like twice, you know. But
two times too many. Y'all know the vibes.